You're listening to SBS News.
It's not just storms buffeting the lives of these Hazara refugees inside a makeshift camp, but the batons of Indonesian police lines too, moving the refugees on as they protest outside United Nations offices across the country. Thousands of refugees are marking their 10-year wait for resettlement into other countries, including the United States and Canada, through increasingly desperate pleas.
We are suffering here. We are have been experiencing uncertainty and living in limbo for about 7 to 10 years. And I'm kindly asking the Australian brother and sister and the Australian government, please open your heart for our refugees, brother and sister in Indonesia.
Muhammad Juma is a Hazara refugee, and he is organizing one of the protests outside UN buildings in Sumatra.
We cannot forget 15 refugees have committed suicide. Some have died. Some have attempted suicide, but unfortunately failed. And many are suffering from mental sickness.
Refugees have been sewing their lips in protest. In one case, a man self-immolated as part of what has been described as a mental health crisis by refugee advocates. In 2014, then Immigration Minister, now Prime Minister Scott Morrison, enacted a policy of barring any refugee requests made from Indonesia to stop asylum seekers using it as a transit country to Australia. Paul Power from the Refugee Council of Australia says the federal government has a duty to reconsider that policy and resettle some of these refugees, with Afghanistan in turmoil after the Taliban takeover and the withdrawal of coalition forces.
People cannot go home, they cannot remain where they are, and they have nowhere to go to. Really stuck in limbo. And Australia, you know, has done more than any other country to exacerbate this situation.
Refugees who have settled in Australia, like Sajid, who came from Indonesia, say their friends and family are also suffering from the uncertainty of their future.
The only option for these refugees are to wait and to sit and wait for resettlement. But the opportunity for resettlement is extremely lengthy, and therefore they face prolonged uncertainty.
The Department for Home Affairs says its border policies remain steadfast, and that people who travel to Australia by boat as asylum seekers will not settle permanently here. Mohammed Juma says he and thousands of fellow refugees will continue to protest outside UN offices, hoping that one day a foreign government will soon listen.
I believe 10 years is a very long time, and we are kindly asking America country to open your heart. We are kindly asking the New Zealand country to open your heart for the refugee in Indonesia. We are kindly asking Canada country to open your help, to open your heart for the situation in Indonesia. It's so bad. It's so bad.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.